DeepEnglish.com.
Mamadou Gassama, a migrant from Mali, has become a household name in France. Who is Mamadou? Mamadou is a migrant from Mali. Where has he become a household name? He has become a household name in France. They call him the Spider-Man of Paris. What do they call him? They call him the Spider-Man of Paris. Mamadou never considered himself a hero. Did he consider himself a hero? No, he never considered himself a hero. He grew up in Mali, an African country riddled with poverty, famine, and war. What was Mali riddled with? Mali was riddled with poverty, famine, and war. Mamadou sought to find a better life elsewhere. What did Mamadou seek to find? Mamadou sought to find a better life elsewhere. He crossed the Sahara Desert with some fellow refugees. Did he cross the Sahara River with some fellow refugees? No, he didn't cross the Sahara River with some fellow refugees. He crossed the Sahara Desert with some fellow refugees. The journey was hard and risky, but the small group made it to Libya. How was the journey? The journey was hard and risky. Where did they make it to? They made it to Libya. Unfortunately, the authorities arrested them and sent them home to Mali. Who arrested them? The authorities arrested them. Did they send them home to Italy? No, they didn't send them home to Italy. They sent them home to Mali. Returning to the war and the horror of his country made Mamadou more determined to flee. What did it make him more determined to do? It made him more determined to flee. He hopped on a boat to the Italian coast. Did he hop on a plane to the Italian coast? No, he didn't hop on a plane to the Italian coast. He hopped on a boat to the Italian coast. The trip could have cost him his life, but he survived. What could have cost him his life? The trip could have cost him his life. Mamadou arrived in Italy in 2014 as an illegal immigrant. When did Mamadou arrive? Mamadou arrived in 2014. Did he arrive as a legal immigrant or an illegal immigrant? He arrived as an illegal immigrant. He did not receive a warm welcome. What didn't he receive? He did not receive a warm welcome. Nevertheless, he managed to survive in the country like a ghost, without any rights or protection for 4 years. What didn't he have for 4 years? He didn't have any rights or protection for 4 years. Aged 22, Mamadou made the trip to France to be reunited with his brothers. How old was Mamadou when he made the trip to France? Mamadou was 22 when he made the trip to France. Who was he reunited with? He was reunited with his brothers. Being with his own flesh and blood was a great comfort for Mamadou. What was a great comfort for Mamadou? Being with his own flesh and blood was a great comfort for Mamadou. Even so, the life of an illegal immigrant is notoriously difficult in France. What is notoriously difficult in France? The life of an illegal immigrant is notoriously difficult in France. One fateful day in Paris, he was walking along the street when he noticed a crowd staring up at a high-rise apartment in horror. Was it a fateful day in Mali? No, it wasn't a fateful day in Mali. It was a fateful day in Paris. What did he notice? He noticed a crowd staring up at a high-rise apartment in horror. Following their gaze, he saw a terrified toddler hanging on to the edge of a balcony for dear life. Did he follow their gaze? Yes, he followed their gaze. Did he see a happy toddler hanging on to the edge of a balcony? No, he didn't see a happy toddler hanging on to the edge of a balcony. He saw a terrified toddler hanging on to the edge of a balcony. The gathered French citizens were frozen. They feared the worst. Who was frozen? The gathered French citizens were frozen. Did they fear the worst? Yes, they feared the worst. Mamadou knew the child wouldn't be able to hold on until the emergency services arrived. Did Mamadou think the child would be able to hold on until the emergency services arrived? No, Mamadou knew the child wouldn't be able to hold on until the emergency services arrived. Being an illegal immigrant, Mamadou knew it was better to keep his head down. But when he saw a child in danger, he didn't hesitate to step forward. Did he know it was better to keep his head down? Yes, he knew it was better to keep his head down. Did he hesitate to step forward? No, he didn't hesitate to step forward. Mamadou began to climb the exterior of the building. What did he begin to do? He began to climb the exterior of the building. The bystanders' jaws dropped as he climbed several floors of balconies. Whose jaws dropped as he climbed several floors of balconies? The bystanders' jaws dropped as he climbed several floors of balconies. He did so at an amazing pace. At what kind of pace did he climb? He climbed at an amazing pace. The crowd's shock quickly turned to cheers of encouragement. Did the crowd's shock quickly turn to laughter? No, the crowd's shock didn't quickly turn to laughter. The crowd's shock quickly turned to cheers of encouragement. In 30 seconds, Mamadou climbed four stories and pulled the youngster to safety. How long did it take him to climb four stories? He climbed four stories in 30 seconds. Did he push the youngster to safety or pull the youngster to safety? He pulled the youngster to safety. The crowd erupted in a wave of applause and tears of joy. How did the crowd react? The crowd erupted in a wave of applause and tears of joy. In that instant, Mamadou, the illegal immigrant, had become Mamadou the superhero. What had Mamadou, the illegal immigrant, become? Mamadou, the illegal immigrant, had become Mamadou the superhero. Since that day, Mamadou has been granted French citizenship for his bravery. He has also found employment with the Paris firefighters. What has Mamadou been granted for his bravery? Mamadou has been granted French citizenship for his bravery. Where has he found employment? He has found employment with the Paris firefighters. Mamadou remains humble about his heroic deeds. Is Mamadou boastful about his heroic deeds? No, Mamadou isn't boastful about his heroic deeds. Mamadou remains humble about his heroic deeds. The man from Mali said, "I didn't think about it. I climbed up and God helped me." What did the man from Mali say? The man from Mali said, "I didn't think about it. I climbed up and God helped me."